Hi, I'm David Ezrati, and I'm very thankful for MAC for getting you all together and getting you involved in this process and thinking about this election. This election is very, very important. It's not just that we have to make a choice about our presidency. It's the first time I remember when we in Ohio had an opportunity to be a part of that process in the primary in a long time, and that we have two candidates to choose from. That hasn't been the case for as long as I've been alive. And I think many of you can't remember a campaign where there was still a debate going this far into the process. It had already been sealed up. So this is a historic time for us. Ohio and Texas are going to make the difference. Your vote is going to count in this primary like it's never counted before. That is important. And it's important for all of you to tell all your friends that they have to make the effort to go vote. And they can't ask for an issues-only ballot. They have to ask for a Democratic ballot. And the reason they have to ask for a Democratic ballot is because there is no choice on the Republican ballot. So if they want to have a choice one way or the other, they have to ask for a Democratic ballot. That is important. There are people who still go and vote in the primaries or skip the primaries because they always thought it didn't matter. But it matters this time in Ohio. It matters a lot. That is important. You have to stress that. You have to think about that. Now, the second part of this whole thing is we are looking at a historic change in the way people get elected in this country. It's gotten more and more expensive to run for office every election cycle. It's estimated that $2 billion will be spent on this presidential race. $2 billion. The average congressional race is $750,000. How many of you can give $2,300 to a political candidate? Anybody in this room? I sure can't. I'm not from another state. I live and work right down here in South Park. I own my own small business. I've been an activist for a long time. I've never given that kind of money to a political campaign. And it's $2,300 in the primary, and it's $2,300 in the general election. Now, what's the difference between Senator Obama's campaign and Senator Clinton's campaign? The major difference is how that money is coming in. Senator Obama has 650,000 plus people donating to his campaign. Hillary Clinton has a fraction of that. Senator Obama's people are giving money in $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 increments. Mrs. Clinton is putting $5 million of her own money in at a pop. And she's getting $2,300 from this man, his wife, his child, his sister, his aunt, his uncle. They're doing everything they can to buy the White House. And this isn't uncommon. It happens in senatorial campaigns. It happens in congressional campaigns. It's happened over and over and over. We have the best politicians money can buy. And who's been buying those politicians? That's the thing that really is amazing. How many of you have a computer and internet access? Not many in this room, a few. How many of you know somebody with computer and internet access? If you want to get disgusted, take a few minutes, go with them to the computer, go to the Federal Election Campaign website, fec.gov, and start looking at the donations to these candidates and see where the money is coming from. It's not coming from people like you and me. It's coming from major corporations, drug companies, banks, insurance companies. And if we let those people buy our candidates, guess what happens? They buy the policy that affects us. And if you don't think that's affecting us, let's look at some things that do affect you. How many of you have prescription medications? I place a bet everyone in this room raises their hands.
Yes.
And the price is through the roof, correct? Now, let me ask you something. Do you really need to see an ad on television to tell you to buy your prescription drug? I'm in advertising. That's how I make my living. And get sick every time I see an ad for a prescription drug on television. It's not something I can even go buy. I have to go ask my doctor, and then my doctor has to write a prescription. And they're spending millions and millions of dollars to tell you. Every night, you watch in Desperate Housewives, you see one of those commercials, it's $450,000. How many pills would that be that your doctor could give away for free? That's why your drug costs have gone up. And if we keep electing people who depend on those drug companies to raise their campaign money, we're going to keep seeing the same thing we've always seen. So when we're looking at Senator Obama, and we're looking at his grassroots support, widespread, from people like you and me supporting his campaign, he doesn't have to worry that he can get elected, the money to get elected. He knows he can say no to those drug companies. It's time to stop advertising. It's time to start making drugs affordable for Americans again. When it comes time to look at credit card interest rates, I think everybody in here either was around during the Depression or their parents went through it. What's one thing we've learned is that we who don't learn history are destined to repeat it. And somehow I think that all these people that we've elected, all these lawyers, have never read a history book. Because the same thing that is happening to our economic system in 1927 is happening again today, and they're all denying it because the money keeps flowing into their campaign coffers from banks, from insurance companies. When we talk about health insurance and health insurance reform, you cannot reform health insurance and health care if you are a candidate who is dependent on those companies to get elected. Again, it costs $750,000 to run for Congress. They're getting it in chunks of $5,000, $10,000 from these companies, from these political action committees. They are not going to start voting for change until we start voting for people who don't depend on those special interest dollars. It is imperative that this election doesn't get decided in the back room by some superdelegates who also are running campaigns, who are dependent on campaign contributions. Because, again, those are the same people that are sitting there and saying, oh yeah, sure, you can advertise on TV about your new drug for all kinds of things that we don't even want to know about some of these things, and they're advertising about them on TV. So we have an opportunity on March 4th to send a clear message in Ohio. We've had time to listen to all the debates. We've had a chance to see things. We've had a chance to look at where their money comes from and how they're raising it. And when Senator Clinton has to pull $5 million out of her own checking account to help her campaign, that should be an indication of who she is willing to support when she gets elected. I want to talk real quickly about this health insurance issue. I don't think any of the candidates have the right answer. We don't need health insurance. We need health care. And there is a difference. There is a big difference between health insurance and health care. Do you know what the difference between health insurance and health care is? Health care is we give our money to somebody and they give us back health care. Health insurance, we give our money to a bookie. And that bookie decides how much he's going to pay your doctor for your care. That bookie decides whether he's going to cover you. And in the meantime, that bookie takes 35% off the top of your health care dollars that you're giving him for his administration fees. And how's that come out? Well, the CEO of Anthem in 1 year made $134 million. The CEO of United Healthcare. The CEO of Anthem made $44 million. Has anybody here ever thought about what $44 million is in a year per hour? Has anybody ever thought? I thought when Exley over here at NCR made $7.2 million a year, I thought that was pretty amazing. So I worked it out. It works out to $4,000 an hour. Now, $4,000 an hour. I don't think you could spend $4,000 an hour if you had to spend it every hour It would be a full-time job. You'd have to hire people to help you buy it. Things. That's what's happened in America. Those are the people who have bought these elections. That is why this March 4th, it is important. It is critical for you to go and evaluate the candidates based on who's buying them and send a message that we're done with that. That's why I support Senator Obama, and I'm hoping the first thing he does and can get the support and people like me who are running and hope to win, to say no more of this $2 billion campaigns, $750,000 campaigns. It's cheaper for us as Americans to just pay for the campaigns ourselves. And to all those lobbyists and all those special interest groups and all those political action committees, just to go away and let the politicians stop being politicians and start being representatives again. That's what has to happen. And it's up to you. And I thank you very much for this opportunity to speak to you. I thank Matt for organizing it. And I thank all of you, if you can remember my name, it's David Esrati. I'm running for Congress. Thank you.
Spell it,
Dave.
It's Esrati. And it's David. And that means my first initial is D, like Democrat. So you can figure it out. There's only three candidates in the primary for Congress, and I'm the only one that's young, and I'm the only one that's talking about this right now. So thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for me?